The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
International Podcast Day, a day-long celebration of the power of podcasts.
Yes, happy International Podcast Day. You can watch the day's presentations free at internationalpodcastday.com. Spotify has jumped on the bandwagon, giving us a bunch of new and exciting tools. Their Spotify for Podcasters platform now has a localized version for Brazil and Mexico. They've given us International Podcast Day Instagram filters, whatever they are. The top 5% of podcast listeners in English-speaking countries will receive special notifications today saying so, and they've given us some more numbers. The amount of shows on their platform has increased by 240% so far in 2020, and the amount of podcasts created on Anchor has increased over the last year by more than 380%. Being pro-ad tech doesn't mean you're anti-privacy, says Brian Barletta. He's the editor of our ad tech newsletter, Sounds Profitable, and he's been interviewed by Stephen Goldstein. We'll link to that today. Libsyn's YouTube publishing isn't working at the moment. The company says it's all YouTube's fault. Their annual meeting for stockholders will be on November the 17th. The company has also announced fewer stockholders will be required to make decisions at those meetings. And perhaps we're linking to the new Libsyn 5 player today, or perhaps not. Anyway, it looks very pretty. Nick Quar reports that Art19 has laid off 9 staff members in recent weeks. Yesterday, we mentioned Cuckoo FM, a new Indian streaming audio platform. Today, how to get your podcast on it. JioSaavn, another streaming audio platform for South Asia, claims a 200% increase in shows in their podcast catalogue. Podfriend, a podcast app that uses Adam Curry's podcast index, has launched a web version, which also works on mobile. Has the New York Times been had? Shehroz Chowdhury, the subject of New York Times podcast Caliphate, has been arrested on suspicion of hoax terrorist activity. He may have just made the whole thing up. And will a true crime podcast cause a criminal trial to never take place? The subject of a popular Australian true crime podcast, Chris Dawson, has won a delay to his court case, with the judge calling the podcast the most egregious example of media interference with a criminal trial process. Ouch. And in podcast news, good news for you if you like to listen to two old men shouting at each other like drunks in a bar for 90 minutes, while a slightly younger man tries to ask them sensible questions. Spotify and C-SPAN have released the presidential debates just for you. No Time to Die, the official James Bond podcast, is a new podcast that launched today. Each of the 6 episodes focuses on a different aspect of the franchise. Good Kids returns for season 2 from Lemonada Media, a diverse lineup of hosts offering a mix of perspectives on child rearing, especially with, you know, all of this going on. Bethany Frankel's podcast officially launched today. Just Be has already reached number 4 in Apple Podcasts. Frankel is an entrepreneur and mogul, apparently. iHeartMedia is into kids' podcasts now, starting with The 10 News, a news podcast for kids. Appearances is new from Radiotopia and Mermaid Palace, a one-woman audio show that straddles the line between fiction and truth. And the Sarah Silverman podcast launches next week from Cast Media. Featuring Silverman's signature comedic timing, she tackles topics ranging from her personal life to societal issues, we're told. Silverman is quoted, "I decided to start a podcast because I believe it's important to get in on these things late." And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.